The best decontamination is not to get contaminated in the first place. Avoid entering any danger zone unless absolutely necessary, for example to save lives. Avoid getting exposed to smoke, plumes, liquids and powders. Avoid touching any surfaces, etc. Decontamination is manpower and time consuming. The need for decontamination should be minimized by contamination avoidance and early warning. Some equipment can, for example, be covered, or equipment can be chosen to have suitable design and resistant surface covers for easy decontamination. If you do get exposed to toxic compounds, it is of importance to disrupt the exposure as fast as possible. Removal of substance may be by means of physical removal, chemical neutralization, or detoxification. Most important is to decontaminate skin, eyes, and open wounds. Physical removal could be as easy as having fresh air ventilate the area, wiping off any liquid, removing contaminating clothes, and to wash the contaminated area with soap and rinse with water. These are simple actions that could be performed by the individual as fast as possible. The police officer in service can do the most immediate decontamination by themselves. The described relatively simple actions may also be the most critical to perform as fast as possible. The guidance from the police officer first on site might be crucial to minimizing the damage. Special decontamination units will have specialized decontamination solutions. A decontamination solution may be able to degrade or neutralize the toxic compound. However, removing contaminating clothes and washing with water and soap will be sufficient for most incidents. Top priority is to remove contamination as fast as possible. Destruction of agent is a desirable secondary objective. Decontamination should be conducted as quickly as possible, since direct exposure to some hazardous substances could be fatal within minutes. When it comes to equipment, the sooner it is decontaminated, the less likely it is to absorb the agent or spread it to other surfaces. There are also medical countermeasures if needed, such as auto-injectors with atropine.